I think in this country at this stage we need to have that developed, as we want more people to use public transport, and to do that we need to ensure that it's safe for them. So I welcome the proposal, but I'm not sure if it goes far enough, because it seems to me that they're talking about some kind of a Mickey Mouse police force. What we've been calling for a long time is a dedicated division of an Garda Síochána, which would look after public transport, which would have the powers for to arrest people, which would have the powers for to implement the law as would needed to be done, because if it's just going to be a kind of a security service, it's not going to be enough for to deter the kind of activities that we've seen sometimes for very tragic incidents that have happened over the past number of years.
I do believe, though, that this resource would have the power of arrest, but it does lead to concern, doesn't it, to have that separate police force that is completely on its own, aside from an Garda Síochána, which we know that Gardaí are already stretched, and that could ultimately bring more challenges when they're not interlinked.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of work to be done to get this right. And it is an advancement. I'm very sceptical that it's going to go the distance we need to see it go. The Gardaí are already under pressure across all sectors. And I think, you know, we need to be recognising that we have a police service in the country which is very, very stretched at the moment. And to ensure that we make public transport safe has to be a priority as well. It's a double-edged sword. You know, the more resources we put into one thing, sometimes we lose them out of another. Or sometimes if we do it right, you know, it can actually enhance the other. And that's what we need to see, is that the correct and proper planning put in place to ensure that this works in a coordinated manner. And a lot of it is going to be down to recruitment, to get people to come and join this service and be part of it. That's going to be about salaries. It's going to be about terms and conditions, about all of those things. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a serious problem at the moment in recruitment and retention in the Gardaí. So, you know, there's a big obstacle to be overcome. So far, all we've got is an announcement.
And would you be concerned that perhaps maybe the capital and bigger cities may be prioritised in this potential rollout, which would ultimately be detrimental to the safety of passengers on the Sligo line?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the urban areas, I expect, is going to get some level of priority. But the intercity routes, the main routes between, you know, Dublin, Sligo, Cork and Dublin, Belfast, Dublin, those routes on the rail lines also have to get priority. So I think that needs to be recognised from the outset, that this has to be a scheme that works for all aspects of public transport.